Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. Well, Western Oregon counties just scored a 50% boost in federal timber revenue. Are the counties going to actually see some benefit from that? Or is this just another example of a federal handout? I thought I'd put that question to Dr. Bob Zybeck, who's been a forest scientist for decades in the Northwest, and he's our go-to guy when it comes to questions about the forests and about harvest and about revenues. Dr. Zybeck, welcome back.
Thanks, Lars. It's good to be back.
In fact, this is one of the reasons you got involved in politics, isn't it? Because ordinarily, forest scientists don't get involved in politics, do they?
No, it was a desperation move after 30 years of talking with you and others regarding these wildfires and the lack of salvage and the rural poverty and the problems with our schools. It needs to be brought to public attention, and our politicians haven't been doing that.
You know, the sad thing is I was driving back with my family from SHOT Show last week in Las Vegas, and we drove through a bunch of burned over forests, and my almost 10-year-old granddaughter was with me, Payson. I said, see all these forests? They burned. They had a fire here. And she said, oh, that's horrible, all those dead trees. I said, yeah, but those trees still have a lot of lumber in them. And she goes, well, are they going to get the lumber? And I said, nope, they're going to let them sit there and rot. And that has been the practice in the Northwest for quite a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, more than 30 years since the Clinton plan, and it hasn't ended. We hoped with Trump coming in that there would be some attention paid to our forests and the methods in which they're using to fight the wildfires, and also the need to salvage, and it has not happened. We just spent, I think, $70 million fighting, and I'm going to put quotes around it, the immigrant fire this year, and 2 years ago we spent $132 million setting fire to, not putting out fires on the Cedar Creek fires. So, and all those trees are left in place to rot. They put gates up, wait 2 or 3 years, and then we use more taxpayer dollars to do fuel management rather than harvesting or using the lumber.
Well, and the sad thing is, Dr. Zybeck, is I told my granddaughter and my stepdaughter as well, I said, look at all those trees. I said, what do you suppose those trees are good for when they've been standing there for a year or two drying out every single summer? And they said, well, I don't know, firewood? And I said, exactly, except the fire is going to be right here because people think a burned over forest isn't going to catch fire again. It's actually one of the best places for a wildfire to break out because all the fuel is nice and dry and well seasoned, good in the fireplace, bad on the landscape.
Exactly right. And we learned that with the six-year jinx with the Tillamook fires in the 30s and 40s. We had scientists at Oregon State and Department of Forestry and Forest Service get together and realize that once a crown fire went through and killed everything, not only is it ugly, not only does it kill millions of wildlife and pollute the air and kill old people, but it's more flammable. So you've increased dramatically your wildfire risk by leaving those snags in place. And we thought that lesson had been learned, and we were hoping Trump could turn it around, but it just looks like more of the same. They're putting in a lot of language, like the 75%, but they're not increasing the cut or making local jobs or reducing the risk.
By the way, Dr. Zybeck, is Lane County, are the voters in Lane County going to give a damn about this? Because it would seem it would concern them more than most in the Northwest.
Exactly right. In East Lane County, where I'm running for commissioner, they worry about homeless issues, and we've got 150,000 acres that are burnt in just the last 2 years. We've got gross unemployment. We just laid off a bunch of teachers in Springfield. They're not paying any attention to it at all, and that's the reason that I decided to run for office, just to press on this point.
Well, tell my audience where they can find more about your candidacy, and let me ask you a couple more questions, if you don't mind, Dr. Zybeck.
Oh, no problem. Zybeck for Lane, Zybachforlane, and it's got a donate button if people want to spread this message.
So what's happened? I mean, from the ONC Timbers Act, that's the Oregon and California Railroad, and there was a long, long story that goes behind the ownership of those lands and the return to the Northwest. Where was the money supposed to go, and where is it going instead, and how much have we seen it change recently?
Well, there's two things. We should mention briefly the 25% that went strictly to schools and roads. From the Forest Service lands, because we got 1 million acres of Forest Service land, and that was changed in the big, beautiful bill to zero. It's all going to the feds on the ONC lands, it was sustainable yield, 75%. In 1953, they changed it to 50% so they could construct roads. They had a plowback fund. And then in the 70s, they made it permanent, 50%. But we were cut. The ONC lands grow about 1.3 billion feet of timber a year. And for 30 years, we cut about 1.3 billion feet a year. Lots of jobs, thousands more than we have now. Tens of millions to our counties, hundreds of millions to our counties, the 18 ONC counties. And then they reduced it with the spotted owl down to 40 and 50 and 120 million feet a year, or a million feet a year instead of billions. So that reduced our jobs and our income by tens of millions. And we went on welfares, SRS and pill payments in 2002, 2003 to make up for that loss to our schools and roads. Now they're saying, oh, we're going to give you back your 75%, but the cut is only 200 or 250 million. So it's 75% instead of 50% of one quarter of what is growing.
And by the way, if we've had decades of growing 1.3 billion, 10 years of that is 13 billion board feet of timber, and we've cut but maybe 10% of that, then we've got a lot of trees that could be cut without putting any kind of sustained yield out of those forests in danger, couldn't we?
Yes, and we've increased our wildfire risk significantly by doing that.
Lots so what do fuel. We what do we need to do to fix it, Bob?
Number one, the immigrant fire, a good sign would be if they went in there and salvaged it before it rotted and burned again. That was the Tumblebug Fire in 2009, so that we need to do. The National Wildfire Alliance is proposing a national wildfire emergency where immediately these lands would be salvaged, as they're saying they're going to do. Fires would be put out immediately, no more back burning and let it burn and the stuff they've been doing, which is a lot of overtime pay going to other countries and other states. So salvaging the dead trees, reforesting promptly, and doing it with local jobs like we used to do, rather than migrant labor for the reforestation and migrant labor for the wildfires and sending millions of dollars out of the county.
This is why the voters of Lane County need to vote in Dr. Bob Zybak for County Commissioner District Number 5. Dr. Zybak, I very much appreciate you coming on the program. This is crazy that you have fires in the Northwest. We now routinely see 500,000 acres burn every year in Oregon. On a bad year, more than 1 million acres burn. Washington State, much the same. And you could be making jobs and tax revenue and everything else for all those communities. And instead, we'd rather just let the forest burn. If that's what passes for environmentalism, you can have it. Back in a moment, I'll give you a couple of thoughts on the shooting and death of Alex Priddy in Minneapolis.